It's day 19 of the partial federal government shutdown. 800,000 workers across 9 cabinet departments are affected by the lapse in funding. One of those impacted is the Interior Department, which oversees the National Park Service. Services have been reduced at parks across the nation, with only essential staff working without pay. And that's the case at one of Hawaii's most prominent attractions, Pearl Harbor. The Pearl Harbor Historic Site is being kept open thanks to the efforts of 4 local nonprofits. The group has contributed funds and manpower to keep the park fully operational. Eileen Utterdyke is the president and CEO of Pacific Historic Parks, one of the nonprofits helping to keep Pearl Harbor open during the shutdown. She spoke with HPR's Ryan Finnerty about that effort.
The impact of the shutdown was that all the national parks were basically closed because there was no funding to keep them open. When the parks closed, one of the options that's given to cooperating associations like Pacific Historic Parks or other partners that help the national parks run their parks is for them to help fund and make a donation to that park so that the park can remain open. What the national park does is that they look at what is actually needed in order to be successful at keeping a park open. And the first thing that you have to understand is there are different kind of parks. There are parks that are hiking parks, walking parks, parks that are open to the public. There are no boundaries. There are not necessarily gates and fences that keep people out. And there are also parks like Pearl Harbor. And World War II Valor in the Pacific at Pearl Harbor is a memorial. And so what that means is it's a park that is actually blocked off by a fence, and it has a number of artifacts and items that need to be preserved and protected. In addition, it is a memorial where people have died at this park, and there are people who are buried there. And so it's a different kind of park. So for us, we were given the opportunity to donate to the government for the National Park Service to keep this park open. And in order to do that, what the National Park does is they determine what they believe is essential personnel. What are the number of individual rangers that are necessary to keep the park open and keep it in a secure and safe environment? So if you were to compare this park with others, non-essential personnel is defined differently. So for Pearl Harbor, it's defined as our law enforcement, our facilities, our maintenance people, and a number of other people that is essential to keeping the park open. And so what the park did was evaluated what that would be and who that would be, and then for everybody else, whether they were on vacation, sick leave, or basically just furloughed because they were not considered essential for this basic operation. Pearl Harbor has basically a gateway. It's a gate that you walk through in order to enter this park. And as you do that, it is also a gateway that takes you to 3 other nonprofits. They're not part of the park, but they're either attached or very close to it. So our three partners that are also nonprofits are the USS Bofin, the USS Missouri, and Pacific Aviation, Pearl Harbor Pacific Aviation. So those are 3 other nonprofits that would be directly impacted if this park closed. And so the 4 of us, the 3 of them plus myself as nonprofits, got together, and we are trying to make every effort to keep the park open.
What have the nonprofits had to step up and do to keep the park open?
Pacific Historic Parks is a direct partner of the National Park Service. So we're the ones that actually have the actual partnership with them. So from Pacific Historic Parks' perspective, we provide probably 14 to 15 individual employees who actually help run the park in the various aspects. And that's not including the operations that I run as an organization. It's over and above that. It's actually to run the park. So I am continuing to provide those individuals to the park in order to keep this park running. On top of that, then the rangers are responsible for a little more of the management and oversight over and above my staff. And I don't know exactly how many people are assigned under this contract, but they're key essential personnel like law enforcement, maintenance, the superintendent, and a number of other people.
And this is all being done pro bono, correct? The government is not reimbursing your organizations for the time, the labor, and the money that are going into keeping the park open?
That is correct. That is definitely correct. The actual cash that we are contributing to keeping the park open is considered a donation, and so those funds will not be returned to us in any form. My staffing is just basically a cost that I am incurring and absorbing as an organization.
And so, Eileen, do you know how much money is actually being spent above normal overhead to by these nonprofit organizations to keep the Pearl Harbor Memorial open during the shutdown?
Well, we've paid in approximately $200,000 almost right now. So it's quite a bit of money. Depending on the day, the dollar amount can change. I think in the newspapers they've talked about $18,000 for some days, $14,000 for others. We're at about $10,000 to $11,000 a day right now to keep the operations of the park open. And it's a fluctuating number because it really depends on who's on vacation, who's considered essential personnel, do they have to borrow personnel in order to cover certain areas. And so it's like a moving part. But I think it's safe to say $10,000 to $11,000 a day right now is really what we're incurring.
Well, so that begs the question, Eileen, how long will that be sustainable for your organization and others to maintain that level of financial commitment?
Yeah, this definitely is a very large commitment, especially for nonprofits. For us, we've been very lucky. We've actually gone out and asked for donations and other support that we can get, whether it's from the state or tour operators or just the general public. So Hawaii Tourism Authority awarded us a grant for $126,000, and that actually helped us for the first maybe 2 weeks of time. To cover the cost of leaving it open. On top of that, we've had a number of tour operators who have come forward and made deposits and donations for us, and that's helped us with a couple more days. We are right now at a point where the partners, the four nonprofits, are using our money in order to keep the park open, and right now we are committed to doing that through the 11th of January. We need to get together as partners and figure out what we're going to do from the 12th, if we still have funds available, if there's been other donations that have come in that will help support this. But as nonprofits, we don't really have money set aside that enables us to do this. We're taking money from programs and education that we've been planning for the year and reallocating it to this, because we feel keeping the park open is important. But there is a limit, and that limit is unfortunately fast approaching.
And the long-term solution is for the federal government to reopen and for Congress to appropriate the money to run regular operations. Can you provide any insight to our listeners about that process? Have you been working with any members of either state elected officials or members of Hawaii's congressional delegation to find some funds for the park?
We have made a number of asks. A number of the tour operators have also made an ask. We're keeping them informed of all of the decision and the process that we've made. We have not heard anything that tells us whether or not the closure will end soon, if they're advocating for us. But they all have been requesting information from us. So we do believe that they are speaking on our behalf in trying to get this resolved as soon as possible. It's a crystal ball for all of us as to whether or not the closure will end and how soon it will end. But we are out there talking to our representatives and trying to keep them informed of how this is impacting us and how it is hurting us as organizations, you know, the people who are visiting Hawaii, how it's limiting or potentially will limit people from seeing the memorial, coming to the park. And so the information is flowing.
And if there's anyone out there who wants to donate to help that cause, how can they do it?
We have a site, well, our website. You can donate at our website at pacifichistoricparks.org. There's a link that takes you into our donation site that will allow you to make donations for this.
All right, Eileen, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
That was Pacific Historic Park's president and CEO, Eileen Utterdyke. The group has joined the USS Bofin Museum, the Pearl Harbor Aviation Museum, the USS Bofin Museum, and the Battleship Missouri Memorial to keep Pearl Harbor open during the government shutdown. If you are interested in donating to the effort, again, we'll have a link posted with this story on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.